talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Hi, I'm Linda with BillOfRightsPress.com. What are you doing this Sunday afternoon?
I'm going to be with you at the BillOfRightsPress.com book bazaar at the KHNC radio station. Hello?
No, not you, the listeners.
Oh, well, maybe they'll be at the book bazaar with us.
I hope so. We'll have our books on sale.
Let me guess, all those books
that the government wishes would just go away.
And we'll be donating a portion of our sales to KHNC to help keep them on the air.
That's this Sunday, February 19th, at the KHNC radio station in Johnstown.
From 1 until 5 with BillOfRightsPress.com.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
You're listening to the Roar of the Lion, KHNC 1360, 10,000 watts from Johnstown, Colorado.
They say the report came from a Philippine official and it's false. Correspondent Paul Alexander.
The Marines are saying that they cannot confirm reports that they had found survivors at the scene of a school that had been covered by mud in last Friday's landslide.
However, the Marines have said that high-tech equipment has heard sounds in the mud that engulfed the school. It's already been a violent day in Iraq. At least 9 people are dead, 30 injured, following a pair of explosions. In Baghdad, a man seen drinking tea near a sandwich stand left a bag that exploded and killed some laborers. A suicide bomber struck and muzzled. Iran's foreign minister calling for an end to violent protests over cartoons of Prophet Muhammad. He says Iran doesn't support the violence, but in Pakistan, a radical leader freed from house arrest says the protests should continue. This is IRN.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-441-1454 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-441-1454. That's 1-800-441-1454.
New unrest in Nigeria sending oil prices higher. Brian Thomas reports.
The militant group began its assault on Nigeria's state-run oil system this past weekend, saying it wants greater control of the oil wealth in the Niger Delta. It's also kidnapped 9 foreign workers, together forcing output from the country down by 20%.
Prices are up more than a dollar a barrel. However, an analyst with the Center for Global Energy Studies says OPEC can, in principle, replace the drop in Nigerian output.
So far, the effect is not really that great, because OPEC can also replace any disruption in supplies of that magnitude.
Muhammad Ali Zani says instability in Nigeria is a big worry for oil producers. Thousands in upstate New York won't have electricity restored until Wednesday, frustrating residents and businesses.
It's been very inconvenient to say the best. It's been inconvenient and it's been a real hardship for our downtown people, that's for sure.
Saratoga Springs Mayor Valerie Keene. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
How's your money? Is it safe? Have you got enough money? Questions that must be answered and answered fast. Find the answer.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Do you suffer with bad breath, bleeding gums, gingivitis, or canker sores? Or would you like to keep your mouth healthy without using harmful chemicals? Vitamir has the answer, a natural and effective toothpaste and mouthwash with a unique and patented formula that thousands are using and feeling that squeaky clean sensation. To order or for more information, call our toll-free number 888-558-8482. Remember, the beginning of your health starts with your mouth. Vitamir products are available at most fine health food stores, including Vitamin Cottage, Whole Foods Markets, and Sunflower Market. Or you can visit us online at www.vitamyr.com. That's www.vitamyr.com. Call us today at 888-558-8482.
American Freedom Network, and while we're waiting for the producer to get our guest this morning, I want to tell you about a new DVD I watched last night. It's almost 3 hours, put out by our good friend Chris Pinto, and David Bay had put the money up for it. Cutting Edge. If you don't take David Bay's Cutting Edge, I think that you're missing something. I think David does a great job, and David actually financed this film. It's called The Secret History of America's Beginning, or America's Origin. The Secret History of America's Origin. It really is one of the most beautifully done videos I've ever seen. Of course, it's available in DVD form, and it goes into the background of the ancient plan of the secret societies, and the fact that for 3,000 years the secret societies have been planning on bringing enlightened democracies to the nations of the world. Now, as we see what's going on in the Middle East, why did America go to war in the Middle East? Well, we were fighting terrorism. We had to attack Afghanistan because the wicked Osama bin Laden was there. Now, nobody ever pointed out that we had been financing Afghanistan, that had been harboring Osama bin Laden right up until September 11th. 2001, and if you read the president's speech on the 20th of September, just 9 days after the 9/11 attack, he points out that America was the largest source of humanitarian aid for Afghanistan, and we had already given them I don't know how many million dollars that year. Why were we funding the Taliban government, which controlled Afghanistan, that was harboring the wicked Osama bin Laden? Nobody ever asked those questions. Why did then we stop trying to pursue Osama bin Laden and invade Iraq? And why are we now talking about going to war with Iran? Let's go to our special guest this morning. But if you begin to get into the fact that there really are secret societies, the leader of Iran belongs to a secret society that wants to plunge the world into a nuclear chaos, and so do our own leaders. It only makes sense when you understand there really are secret societies out there, and this video is one of the most beautiful documentation of the whole background of these secret societies. You'll be fascinated by it, and we'll tell you more at the end of the program. But right now, I think we have Ray Moore with us, and we're going to be talking about what is happening in education. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm
good. See you again, Dr. Monty.
Well, let's why don't you just sort of introduce yourselves to our listeners, and you were in the military, weren't you, for a time?
Right. Yeah. Served as a chaplain. 30 years in the reserve or active army. Retired in 1999 as a chaplain, lieutenant colonel.
All right. And now, of course, you're
also a full time minister. So that's been my main work. Is pastoral ministry, or working with a Christian director of a Christian ministry.
But right now you're trying, you're heading a ministry dedicated to trying to get children out of public schools. And so why don't you give us a little background?
Well, it's called the Exodus Mandate Project, and our webpage address is exodusmandate.org. It's exodusmandate.org. And our mission basically is to assist and encourage Christian families to leave behind the government school system for the promised land of Christian schools or homeschooling. And it's our hope and prayer that a fresh obedience by Christian families and educating their children according to biblical commands will prove to be a key for the revival of our families, our churches, and our nation. So we're leaving behind something we feel is harmful to Christians, especially. It's, of course, harmful to all people, and that's the public school system. But going to something that's a better, an improvement, that would be Christian day schools or Christian-based homeschooling.
Well, now, what's wrong with the public schools today? I mean, certainly they're not doing a very good job with education, but why can't we just fix that? Why can't we get better homes? Why can't we get public schools so parents don't have to go to all the trouble to pull their children out of those schools? Wouldn't
well,
it be
the
a
main
lot easier
problem.
To fix public schools?
No, they can't be fixed. And conservatives and Christians should, one of the most important decisions that has to be made is that conservative and traditional-minded and Christian people have to give up the idea of public school reform. Of course, the liberals, the left, have been trying to fix the schools for years because their agenda of how they want to improve them is certainly not close to any kind of traditional pedagogy or models of education. But unfortunately, many conservatives are trying to fix it as well. And so in a sense, by complaining about it and by advocating public school reform, the conservatives and Christians who are into that model are playing into the hands of the left. They are basically, they control the agenda, they control all that's going on, and our little efforts at reform are just a waste of time. It's worse than wasted time. One of the reasons it can't be fixed is it's based on a faulty model. We believe the scripture assigns the education of children to families with assistance from the church, and that the state or government at any level has no God-ordained right to be involved in the education of children. We don't mean just the federal government. We mean state governments and local governments should not be involved in education as well. And so because the scripture is very, very clear on this, when we're trying to fix it, we are operating outside of what we call God's best ordained will for education. So when we try to fix the system, we're trying to do something that God's not for and that he can't really bless. So it's a futile effort. And one of, as I said, one of the most important things that Christians and conservatives need to do is to give up the idea of trying to fix the schools.
All right. Well, I certainly agree with you totally. But one of the biggest questions in my mind has always been, why aren't the churches taking the leadership? Why isn't every church a school during the week? Here they have the facilities, a lot of them do. The churches should be leading this battle to get the children out of the secular schools that are dedicated to destroying the religious faith, and the churches should be encouraging homeschooling, and most of them are not.
Well, part is it goes back to theology again. Most Christians do not yet believe that the state education system is a faulty or unscriptural model. When you point out what's wrong with it, you know, there's so many things that are wrong, they're just too numerous to discuss hardly, people try to fix it. And they don't realize that it's a faulty model. It's like trying to fix a whorehouse or fix a crack house. You know,
we'll be back in just a moment here with Ray Moore and talking.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi there, I'm Nancy Montgomery, and I'm inviting you to join me every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Mountain Time for Havarim, Our Friends, a program that encourages friendship and understanding between Christians and Jews and blesses Israel. I hope you will make us part of your early morning. That's Havarim, 6 a.m. Mountain Time, each Thursday morning on KHNC 1360 AM.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Colonel Ray Moore. We're talking about their ministry, which is dedicated to getting the children out of public education and getting them in private schools and homeschooling. And, of course, the point Ray made is that you can't fix public education. And the great tragedy is most ministers really are not going to tell their people to get their kids out of public school. Why won't the ministers at least advocate that? You know, this would seem to be part of the minister's responsibility, knowing full well that the purpose of public schools is to destroy the faith of our children.
It's because they do not have a proper theology of education. It goes back to a lack of understanding of what the Scripture teaches on the education of children. For decades now, most of the evangelical ministers and leaders have been caught in this salt and light syndrome, which simply says, you know, we're to send little children off to public school to be salt and light. We cannot give up on that system because we got to be good community citizens. We've got to do our part in our community. The public schools are being paid for by all of our tax dollars, and we are obligated to be a good citizen in our community and send our children there to be good Christian missionaries in that system. And that is a totally unscriptural, faulty model of education. The Scripture is clear. The teaching in the Bible on the education of children is more explicit than the doctrine of the Trinity, which all Christians hold. That's an implicit teaching. It's drawn out of the Bible. The word Trinity does not appear explicitly on the pages of Scripture, even though we know it's true from, you know, the teaching of the Bible, but the teaching of education of children is all through Scripture, and there's no basis for putting your child in harm's way or under pagan or humanistic education, and yet 80% of Christians do it. So the problem is theological and philosophical first. Many pastors know things are wrong with the schools, but they get in there and try to fix it. They're trying to be a good citizen. And it's a wrong response to a problem. They wouldn't try to get in there and send little children off to crack houses or abortion clinics. They wouldn't encourage their members to work as clerks or administrators of an abortion clinic so that they could do good work and try to, you know, be a witness to abortionists. And yet they do that when it comes to K-12 education. So we spend most of our time trying to correct bad theology in the church. And we are making some progress in that. Until the Christian community gets it right on what the Bible teaches, we continue to have these problems.
Well, now, you're making progress. are more and more parents taking their kids out of the government schools, out of the atheist schools, out of those schools that are so dedicated to already destroying the faith of our children?
I think, you know, I don't think everybody there that works there is committed to doing that, but I think the system does.
Right.
And I think many of the people at the top of the system have that attention.
Well, now, but are you making any progress in your effort?
Oh, sure. We're making lots of progress. Homeschooling is growing right now nationally at a rate of about 7 to 15% a year, depending on what region you live in. Private Christian schooling is growing 3 to 5% a year. A lot of the that would be, you know, explicitly Christian schools. The Catholic school system, which is, you know, not a perfect system, but it's certainly a private system, is on the upswing again. Many private non-sectarian schools are growing. So we can actually picture a day, maybe 8 or 10 years in the future, where 25 to 30% of all the children will be outside the government system. And we think when that happens, and this is, there's a lot of speculation and uncertainty in this. I'm sort of venturing to make a mild prediction here, and a lot of this is a hope as well speaking, that the system would begin to implode or collapse. And that's the way to defeat the left, pull the plug on their farm team, on their school system. And we, if we spent all the energy we had in trying to get people out and starting new schools rather than trying to fix a system that's not even broken, we would have success. But half of our good people, good conservative people, spend most of their time whining and complaining and wailing and moaning about the public schools, and when they could be spending that good time on trying to start new schools or encourage homeschooling. So if we can get the good people to see what the right strategy is, we'll start winning. But we are having a lot of success.
All right. I think that's important to realize that certainly there is no way you can fix the public educational system. A lot of ministers really don't want to talk about this because they don't want to offend people who have their children in public schools or public school teachers, or they really don't understand how bad things are. They remember what schooling would have been when they were there 20, 30, 40 years ago, but this is a system which is irretrievably corrupted, and there's no way that any Christian child should go there.
Actually,
no child should go.
We tell people that the public school system is not broken, but it's working. It's efficient. It's socialism and humanism's greatest achievement. If you go back to the early founders of public education, Horace Mann is considered by many to be the father of public education. And he was a virulent anti-Christian Unitarian. And there's a lot of documentation. If you go back to the 1830s, 1840s, before the Civil War, and read the writings of some of the people who were advocating state education, part of their purpose was to undermine our common Judeo-Christian heritage and overthrow our constitutional system of government. So the purpose of education, public education, has been to harm our Christian heritage. A lot of Christians mistakenly think this started in 1962 and 63 with the prayer and Bible reading decisions, but it had been going on for 100 years before that. And so this is not a, we're kind of at the conclusion of a 150-year failed experiment in education. And if we don't get free of these schools and get our children out, I think we have a, we're living in a doomed nation.
Well, now, of course, there are a lot of people who push this idea of school vouchers. And then there are people on the other side who say, but, you know, if you give out school vouchers, why, the government, one way or another, is going to control what's taught in private schools. How do you feel about school vouchers?
Well, this is another area where the conservatives and good Christian people differ. Unfortunately, too many of our people are in favor of vouchers, and it's a dangerous proposition. If the government starts funding private and Christian and homeschooling, they'll eventually control it. A lot of people don't know that this is how we got public schools in the first place. Prior to 1840, or around 1840, all the education at the K through 12 level in the U.S., and actually that would be true for higher ed as well, was delivered by private associations, churches, and families. And the state or the government was not involved in education at all. And in the 1840s, Horace Mann started advocating state-run education in Boston and in Massachusetts. And what they essentially did was they started funding the then-existing community church schools. The Puritans did not have a clear delineation in a proper way of the separation of church and state. We don't subscribe to the ACLU version of that for sure, but we believe that the church and the state need to be administratively separate or distinct, and they should not be, the state should not be funding churches, and it doesn't mean that Christian people can't run for office and advocate Christian principles in government. But Boston and Massachusetts, they started funding the private and community-based Christian schools, and within a decade or 15 years, they had taken them over.
Sure.
So that was how they did pull that off.
And, of course, we see the same thing today with the current administration's faith-based initiatives. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if the government could just give money to the churches so that they could do more charitable work? A means, a very effective, subtle means.
Yeah, it's the old saying, he who pays the piper calls the tune. Right. You know, if you eat the king's meat, you know, the king controls you. And so this is a good example of that. And so, and the voucher is not a new idea at all. It's been used in the Western world, oh, a dozen times since the Depression, or even in the conclusion of World War II. Right now, they're giving vouchers to private Christian schools in Canada, and they're dropping like flies in terms of the incorporation and taking over the schools. My wife attended a Christian school convention, oh, maybe a year or so ago, and was meeting with a lady from Calgary, Canada. And she said that they were taking vouchers there, and the faculty at this particular Christian school was divided over whether it was a good idea. She said some of them believe that this is the provisions of the Lord. The government's giving us the money now, and it's God's provisions. And the other group says it's a trick of Satan.
I
told Gail, I said, tell her it's a trick of Satan. But anyway, you know, they're having a great debate, and the poor Christians in Canada are taking the money. And it's going
to
be the end of private education there in a few years.
And this is what the state does.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people in the state who just want to give you money, whatever they
can. Well, you know, the words of a real terrorist are, we're from the government and we're here to help you. So that's a real terrorist talking there.
Well, our telephone number, of course, is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you're out there and you are concerned about the education, Colonel Ray Moore is right on the front lines of this, trying to get people, you know, to get their kids out of public schools and into either private schools or into the homeschools. And believe me, I believe that the enemy is frightened to death of this. They're doing everything they can to infiltrate our private and Christian schools and change the thrust of our homeschooling program, because they want to control the heart and the mind and the soul of our children. So, Ray, certainly there is a growing movement across America, and I know, you know, Marshall Fritz and others who are really working very hard. I mean, you're working. There are a number of groups working toward this goal. And there's a number of, you mentioned earlier, the number of private Christian schools is increasing.
Right. The number is, you haven't checked it lately, but last we heard about 3-5% growth. And of course, Christian homeschooling is growing even faster. We hope and pray that over the next 3 to 5 years, we'll see some acceleration. We see a lot of churches that are, you know, looking at the schooling issue that would not have looked at a couple of years ago. This is not the kind of decision that comes quickly. And when a church looks at whether they should do provide a Christian school, sometimes they get into a planning and budget cycle that may take 2 or 3 years to come to fruition. So it's our hope that the seeds that we've planted, the warnings that we've given, and the things that have gone on even like this John Stossel 2020 program on ABC News on January 13th, entitled "Stupid in America, Are We Cheating Our Kids?" That was a huge blow to public education, even though it wasn't a perfect program, and it really exposed the failure of public education. So we think the public is turning, and you can see even in these bond referendums, when used to be 20 years ago when the public schools put up a vote for a bond referendum, you know, they would pass 70-80%, and now they're losing 70-30%. So even a large segment of the public just automatically vote against any more funding for public schools. So we see the public is sort of shifting and turning. And this is one of the few areas that conservatives and Christians are winning in the culture war. We're losing all the other battles, but this is a battle that can be won. And the biggest hurdle we have is a lot of our allies, conservative and Christian allies, are still caught in that faulty model of paradigm of trying to fix the system. So those people will be fighting against abortion, they'll be opposing gay marriage, they're opposing gambling, but yet they're helping the left on reforming a public education. So we have a real problem dealing with a lot of our allies on this.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Our number, 970-689-8255, here at the American Christian Network.
I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Colonel Ray Moore. We've got Brett on the line. Brett, did you have a question, a comment?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, not too bad.
Where about you calling from?
I'm a truck driver. Right
okay.
now, right now I'm in Victorville. I'm going through Victorville right now.
All right, very good. Well, do you have a, what would you like to kind of say?
Yeah, just a couple things here. I had my four boys homeschooled. I drove truck, and my wife paid the bills, and she stayed home and taught the children. And they're between the ages of 15 and 21 now, and it worked out real well. I wouldn't have, if I could change anything all over again, I wouldn't do nothing. I would have them homeschooled all over again.
Great. Well, I...
And, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I think that homeschooled kids, children, are just so different than those that are educated in the public schools. Their whole attitude is different. Their attitude towards your family, and their attitude towards one another, towards society. I mean, I think that our public schools are simply destroying the very essence of our children today. Colonel Moore, would you like to comment on that at all?
Well, he's substantially correct. I wish it were 100% true. Because of the fall, and because of man's innate ability to sin, you know, there's no possibility of creating a Christian utopia anywhere down this earth in this time. But the Christian-based homeschooling works substantially better. There is some statistical data that show about 90% of these children who are homeschooled in a Christian context continue on in the church and follow the Lord in their adult years. We have some statistics and data from the Nehemiah Institute, and I'd encourage you to get them on your show at some time, too. Well, they have analyzed Christian families or Christian children in three categories: homeschooling, private Christian schools, and public schools. And about 80% of the children from staunch, committed Christian families who are public school test secular humanists or Marxist socialists on a worldview exam. Some of the churches are showing, the Baptists in particular, about 80% dropout rate for children who are public schooled. George Barner has done some research on the worldview of children, and he shows that only 10% of Christian children have a consistent Christian worldview. So the legacy of the next generation is being stripped away, and we think it's largely the culprit is public education. Of course, it could be the popular media, MTV, the awful music that's out there today, the movies. It's a combination of things, but certainly families can get control of their educational system. And so most of these children do go on into adulthood following God and staying with the church. And also, they prove to be very successful in professions and marriage and community involvement. There's been a study done by the National Home Education Research Institute that has tested 7,000 homeschooled children who are now adults in their 20s and in some cases early 30s. And the statistical research on the quality of citizen that homeschooling produces is enormous, more successful in every venue of life. There was a time when we were suspicious and wondered if somehow homeschooling was going to hurt our children when they became adults. We knew it worked academically, but there was always that lingering doubt about socialization. The liberals, of course, bring that up all the time. But now we know that they are better socialized if they've been home educated. So socialization for homeschooling is a positive thing.
Okay, Brett, anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, just one closing comment. I would one thing I did with my boys, or had done with my boys, is I tell them to come out of the social life as much as possible because it's corrupt.
Right.
You read in a good parallel story is the story of Lot. The scriptures say, and Lot vexed his righteous soul from day to day with the sins of Sodom. This world system we're in today, and even in America, is so putrefying and so infested with sin. That's one reason why I'm a truck driver, to get away from people. We're commanded to so much sin and it's escalating that I would recommend to anybody, get your children away from this world system as much as possible.
I agree with you totally. And congratulations for what you've done. You know, God gave you those children to raise and give them to the public schools, the government schools, but it was the worst thing you could.
Well,
I bet
Lord,
your kids are going to do great.
The Lord gets all the credit. And I need to say one last thing. They're not angels. I'm not going to sit here and mislead you people for one second. It's not like they've grown up being totally trouble-free and whatnot. That's just simply not the case. We have had challenges, but thank God they haven't ended up in prison or anything like that. So
anyway, well, God bless, and I bet you'll be happy as the years go by, you know, that you've taken the time and the effort and made the personal sacrifice for your children. That's so important.
Thanks for taking my call, and pray for our nation. We're in dangerous times right now.
We certainly are. God bless. Thanks so much, Brett.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. And our telephone number again is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255 if you have a question, if you have a comment. And the subject really is home schooling, private education, getting our children out of the government schools. Colonel, how can people get in touch with you and your ministry? And
the best way is to go to our website.
Let my children go, isn't that it?
No, it's ExodusMandate.org.
What is it?
Yeah, ExodusMandate.org.
Right. And what's your book?
The book is called Let My Children Go.
Okay.
And they can find that online. And they can also order a new book called The Harsh Truth About Public Schools, published by Chalcedon Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And authored by one of our board members and our Texas coordinator, Dr. Bruce Short. And that has been out a year, and we're kind of pushing that right now very strongly. And then if they go to my webpage, and we'll study that and like what they see, and will write me or email me, I will be willing to send them a package of literature and a CD, which they can copy and use for
them. And how can they email you?
Well, they can go to my webpage,
okay.
And all that information is there. I'm kind of, you know, want people, if they are, you know, curious enough and to go to the webpage, you know, then they can find everything they need.
All right.
ExodusMandate.org.
Exodus
all our address information on the webpage.
All right, fine. That's
I know a lot of, I would say 70% of people now have access to the Internet, and if someone is that interested in can't find easy access to internet, they can go to a library. I want to, you know, at least know that they have that much interest. And, you know, just, you know, we want more than curiosity seekers. We want people who are committed. So ExodusMandate.org is our webpage. And so, you know, if they study that, they'll see a lot of the arguments that we're making. And we're primarily making a philosophical, theological, and academic case for Christian education in one of its forms.
We'll be back in just a moment for the last section of this segment of our morning program here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Well, Dr. Stanback here, and our guest this morning, Colonel Ray Moore. We're talking about his organization, basically dedicated to trying to get people, parents, to take their children out of the government schools. And if you love your children, get them out of the government schools. It's a lot of work to homeschool. They'll tell you they have to be socialized. They're not going to get all the education that they need if they're homeschooled. Well, I think these children do very, very well when they're homeschooled. How about getting into college? Is there difficulty children getting into college after they've been homeschooled? That's a question I often get.
Well, most of the children, I know there's some efforts on the part of the left to interrupt this, but generally speaking, they're very highly recruited now. Homeschool children are getting into major Ivy League schools. They're getting into academies with full scholarships. Many of them are, becoming national merit finalists and, scoring at the top of the SAT, level. My oldest son had, full academic scholarship to the Citadel, which is the Military College of South Carolina, and he was one of the early homeschool kids in the modern era. And he had a complete academic scholarship for 4 years, and he graduated valedictorian of the Citadel in 1993, and was also the cadet regimental commander his senior year. He had a combination of awards at the Citadel, which is the Military College of South Carolina. They've only happened four or five times in the 160-70-year history of the school. And he was homeschooled for a good part of his career. Then he got a full academic scholarship to law school, and he finished very high in his class there. So he's somewhat typical. So these kids are doing very, very well academically and getting into many schools. I do believe the left is concerned about this success, and, they may try to do things to block it in the future. But right now, it seems to be an open door in most cases.
And usually when the homeschooled children take the SAT score, they usually do far better than they once have been to the government schools, don't they?
They tend to do a lot better. I can't give you quite the absolute point spread, but they tend to do a lot better. And as I said, Dr. Brian Ray with National Home Education Research Institute, his webpage would be nheri.org, has done a study of homeschool children who are now adults in their 20s and 30s, and has tested 7,000 to see what they're doing in professions, work, marriage, community involvement, and how successful they are in life. And of course, his study has just blown the socialization question out of the water. And as I said, the issue of socialization, people say, well, if you homeschool your children, you're going to hurt them, you're going to isolate them, or they're not going to be properly socialized. That whole issue is being completely discredited now with a lot of the recent studies.
And really, do you want, I would ask parents, do you want your kids to look like the average kid that's going to high school now with earrings and all sorts of body piercings and tattoos, and the girls with the blouses on so you can see their belly button, and they're destroying the very fabric of our society. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want parents to realize. They think that's the normal way. And I'll tell you, if you want to see good kids, see the kids who are being homeschooled across America. And I've been so impressed meeting them many times at meetings and just their whole different attitude towards life and towards their interpersonal relationships. So I certainly commend you, Colonel, for what you're doing and for leading this battle. Now, certainly, is there anything that the listeners of this program could do to help you and your ministry?
Well, they can go to our webpage. It's exodusmandate.org. And if they're already a homeschooling family, committed, and have some experience, I'd like them to go to a webpage by one of our sister ministries that we've helped start in the last year, and that's homeschoolingfamilytofamily.org. So that's a mouthful, but it's homeschoolingfamilytofamily.org. And they could sign up and join that effort, and that's an effort to mentor an experienced homeschooling Christian family, to mentor and recruit one family into homeschooling per year. And it's our goal with that new ministry, which we just started, it's a subsidiary or an outreach of Exodus Mandate, to bring a million new children into homeschooling in the next 5 years. And we think that's a realistic thing, but people who are currently homeschooling or who have their children in a private Christian school need to become missionaries now to their fellow Christians, because the proof is there. They are really being harmed by public schools in probably 90% of the cases. The other thing they could do to help us is to bring our webpage to the attention of their pastor. Try to awaken their pastor. The evangelical pastors are really behind on this. I've been 30 years in the ministry, and it's just shocking to me at times to see how ignorant and behind in understanding so many, and I would consider many of them godly pastors, but they're just not informed. And if they're a godly lay people and active tithers in their churches will go to them with a sense of urgency, most men of God will listen to their loyal, faithful church attenders. And so there needs to be an effort to awaken the Christian clergy to the crisis we're in, so that they can begin to take action and get the children out of the public schools.
And I certainly concur with this totally. Well, we're just about out of time here. Your parting thought for our listeners this morning?
The Exodus Mandate Ministry, exodusmandate.org, and the dozens of our allied and friendly ministries that we're now working with is one bright spot in the cultural war. We're losing the battle for the nation, the family, and the church right now, but this is the one area that we're winning and can turn a corner in. But if conservative and Christian people continue on with this futile and foolish effort to fix public schools and do not join our crusade to get millions of children out of public schools into Christian schools and into homeschooling, they, our conservative and Christian allies, may cost us the victory.
Amen to
that. We need to take that under consideration.
God bless you, Colonel. Thank you for everything you're doing, and we'll be talking to you real soon. Bye-bye. Our guest has been Colonel Ray Moore. Hope you enjoyed it.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I began this morning talking about a DVD I saw last night. It's almost 3 hours in length. It's called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Volume 1, The New Atlantis. That's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. Volume 1, The New Atlantis is put out by our good friend Chris Pinto, financed by David Bay of Cutting Edge, and I'll have to admit that I have a small part in it. As we talk about the background of the secret societies that were here shortly after the beginning of America. And, of course, there were two forces in America. One was the Christians, strong Christians who wanted to have a Christian country. The other were the occultists, the Rosicrucians, who had been sent followers of Francis Bacon, who wanted to take control of America and then use our military and financial powers to bring about a world government. And you see their emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid cap on the all-seeing eye. Well, this is a great DVD. It's the best thing I've ever seen, going into the background of how we got to where we are today. And you cannot understand the war that's going on in the Middle East, the fact that our leaders are intent upon going to war with Iran and with Syria and bringing us into confrontation with the entire Islamic world, destroying the economy of this nation, impoverishing our people, and then forcing us into the New World Order. But America's military might will be used to bring about World War III, and there are going to be terrible and horrible complications. But none of this makes sense unless you understand the secret societies, and that's what this really deals with. There have been secret societies. They're out there. They're here in America today, and this goes into the background of all of them, and, of course, this dream of the Novus Ordoris Seclorum, of the new secular order. You'll see it inscribed on the back of the dollar bill. If you'd like to get this DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, The New Atlantis, and what is the New Atlantis? America was to be the New Atlantis, and this is what the secret societies wanted. They wanted to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one-world authoritarian structure under the control of a special elite who had been appointed by their masters, their spiritual masters, to rule the world. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, I think you won't feel quite that way when you get into the background and understand what you were never taught in school, what you were never taught in churches. If you'd like to get the DVD, it is available. I've just ordered a supply. In fact, it's just come out. It became available on Friday, and mine arrived on Saturday. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It's very professionally done. A gripping, wonderful music, a wonderful script, and with one or two exceptions, that being the part I played. It is an excellent interview. You get outstanding people from all over the world who have been interviewed, going into the background of Francis Bacon. They went to England. They went to Roslyn Chapel that Dan Brown writes about in Edinburgh, Scotland. Built and completed in 1492. Where here, of course, you see the emblems of the Knights Templar, the demonic statues that are there at this mysterious chapel. I mean, it's just like going to Roslyn yourself. And there at Roslyn Chapel that Dan Brown writes about in the Da Vinci Code. And although the Da Vinci Code is terribly sacrilegious, why, of course, Roslyn Chapel gives you this link between the Knights Templar and where we are today, 1492, and the discovery of America.